Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh bless you, dear Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I brought that young lion. You know, to see it like, we like to see that right there because we clear this is a big job that we got to do. And them cameo appearances and all that to make Yahweh to intervene in this thing, we got to step it up. We got to step it up big time, no doubt about it, and lead by example. No doubt about it. Young Lion, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
I want to take a look at something. I want to take a look at something real quick, and then we'll get the other young line to come on and wrap that up. What do it say is in Mark chapter, what make it Luke chapter 8 and 9? What do Luke chapter 8 and 9 say there, young man, Brother Titus? What do Luke chapter 8 verse 9 and 10 say? Luke chapter 8, 9 and 10. What does it say there? Brother Titus, what it say?
The book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 9 to verse 10. And this disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? Verse 10. And he said, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of Yahweh, but to others in parable, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand.
So we got to be clear, although we come on the network 6 nights a week, it's not given to everybody to understand the mystery of Yahweh. And the only way you're going to understand the mystery, you have to follow the rules and regulations. That's how you understand the mystery of Yahweh. That's it. So that's clear. So a lot of times when you be saying some things and they have a tendency to don't understand what you're saying, don't worry about it, because that only sign that they have to have the mystery and the understanding of what Yahweh is saying, and it's up to him to give it to you. And we'll talk about that a little bit later after we see about Mother E coming to the stage too. Mother E said, I'm coming to the stage too, sir. I want to holler in that microphone too. All right. So Mother E, on the Moses out of Camp 1, tribe Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be there, see right.
Yahweh bless you, give Israel a seed, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why that, Mother? All right there, Mother E. I see you ready to go. We know Mother E is at a desk trying to hear something first, but she can put something together for the latter part of the broadcast. So Mother E will catch you on the latter part of the broadcast when you address this national audience, a massive national audience a little bit later. So now, but I did hear a WCC just say they heard a hum and something. Oh, somebody had a hum. Okay, WCC. I didn't really hear it. I heard up the air something. But we know one thing. You do what you do with no problem. No question about it. All right. So we're going back to Brother Micaiah. And Brother Micaiah, we're going to take a look at what Matthew's got to offer us. In Matthew chapter 10, verse number 18 and 19. Brother Micaiah, Matthew chapter 10, 18 and 19, what it say?
The book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 18 and verse 19. Verse 18 reads, and you shall be bought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. Verse 19, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you should speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
Mm-hmm. I just like a lesson. You always study, you always put time in to study, but you never know what the Almighty wants you to put on the table. See, that's when you know when you well and growing with some Yahweh, because you might be in a class or whatever, but remember one thing. Let Yahweh dictate your lesson, because in that very same hour, he'll tell you what to say. and you got to believe that. What it says in Mark chapter 13, verse 10 and 11 there, Brother Micaiah.
Okay. Going over to Mark chapter 13, verses 10 and 11. The book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 10 and 11. Verse 10 reads, and the covenant must first be published among all nations. Verse 11, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak you. For it is not you that speak, but the righteous spirit.
So he'll give you what you need in that very same hour. And see, we got to believe what this man's saying. So Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Micaiah, what's going on with Luke 12, 12? Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
That's right. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. And, you know, don't feel believe that. He believed exactly what we just got to say. And that's why we tell you plainly, if you're going to support any ministry and donate to one, because we're going to take this thing to another level in his word. Support and donate this ministry, because we will take this to another level in the words of Yahuwah. One thing about it, we got land, everything standing before us. Titus 9:40 and 41 of St. John there, Titus. Can you go see what it says in St. John chapter 9, verse 40, and taking on down. Let's see what it says in St. John chapter 9, verse 40, and read all the way down what it says.
John chapter 9. John chapter 9, verse 4.
Hold on, Brother Titus. Hold on. You know, like the elder say, take your time, be quick to hear real quick before you jump out there. Kind of pause for a minute before you just take off. Pause for a minute, young lion. A lot of energy. I see a young lion with a lot of energy. Take your time, pause for a minute, and then stretch out again. Now, what I say again, what verse I just said again?
John chapter 9, verse 40.
Okay, good. All right. St. John chapter 9, verse 40. Take it all the way down. Come on.
John chapter 9, verse 40 reads, and some of the Pharisees which were with them heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Verse 41. Now, Father Son said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see. Therefore, your sin remains.
Mm-hmm. So once you say, I know, that's when your sins remain. Say, okay, I know. But he left a little claw, something to work with here, young lion, because we can know some things, but sometimes we have to make some adjustments. So he leave you a little wiggle room for adjustment. Let's see what he says in 1 John chapter 2. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 1. Let's see what he say, young lion, that 1 John chapter 2, let's pick it at verse 1. And 2. What does it say, verse 1 and 2?
Book of 1 John, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. 1 John, chapter 2, verse 1 reads, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Yahweh the Son, the righteous. Verse 3. For it is the perpetuation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also the sins of the whole world.
So what he's saying? Either sometimes you're gonna get caught up and you know definitely that you sinned against Yahweh. But he said he got an advocate. He is a propitiation for our sin. So sometimes we know we're doing wrong, but Yahweh said, I tell you what I do. I understand you sin against me, but in the same token, we got an adversary to clean it up for you. So one thing about it, and then once it cleaned up for you, then you got to have a 428 or second Ezra. He said, now, if you sin against me, we got an advocate. Yahweh the Son said, okay, well, we see his feeling got in the way, and he sinned against me. So he said, I'll tell you what. Tell him to make sure he understands what 428 says in Baruch. What did it say that young lion, Brother Tyson? What did it say in 428?
Okay, Book of Baruch. The Book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 28. The Book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 28. For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so be in return. Teach him 10 times more.
Okay. And on Sirach 38, verse 11 says what?
The Book of Sirach. The Book of Sirach, chapter 38, verse 11.
Yes, sir. What did it say?
The Book of Sirach, chapter 38, verse 11. Give a sweet savor, a memorial of fine flour, and make a fat offering, as not being.
Okay. Then what happened next in 8, verse 12 of Hebrews?
Go to the Book of Hebrews. The Book of Hebrews, chapter 8, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more.
All right, young man, now you got your answer on the run. Now you got your answer in writing, and we didn't put nothing down to write anything down. As the lesson unfolded by Luke 12:12, that one was given to me, and you know exactly what that means, what you just got through here. So we're going to leave it like that, young lion. So you got the answer in right. How about a hallelujah, Yahweh, on that?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, we're going back to the stage because Mother D.F. Israel I finally came to the stage, so we're going to secretly bring another mother out of Camp One on. See, she ready to harden the microphone a little bit. Let's see. Mother D.F. Israel, one of the mothers out of Camp One, tribe Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be you that seed, Israel. Mother D.F. Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Well, all right. So we see we prepared to take care of our business and thus says Yahweh. Well, but you know what? It's so much on the table. And I got to go back and pick up on some things that was on the table from last night's lesson. Because he said, yeah, see, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that we have to continue on because and that's why we said earlier in the tape, he said, listen, if you're going to support a ministry, because this ministry here, a lot of things need to be done, land, school, banquet hall, and all that stuff. other books, and how can it be done to bring you more information? So if you can support anything, support Voices of the True Israelite, the Six Anointed Camps of Voices of the True Israelite, because we compelled to bring you uncut information and lead by example. We wouldn't tell you nothing unless we know that we would do it first. So keep that in your mind. This ministry is going to be a load on the known world, because we're going to unlock mysteries that have never been put together of this magnitude. And we can tell you up front that's what's going to happen. It's up to you to say, okay, well, we'll give you our devoted attention to see can you bring out something that we have never heard put together. And that's a good thing. We like to be put on the spot. One thing about it, we can stand the heat. We can stand the heat. So we're going back, Brother Micaiah. We're going back and get back in that 11th chapter of Romans. Because we clear that we brought out some information, but we left out a whole lot because there's no ending to his word. But we, as the lead tribes, the six anointed camps, we must have this understanding down pat. We have to be clear, just like, for example, let's go back to Romans chapter 11 now, Brother Micaiah, and we're going to pick it back up at verse number 7. And let's see what we can get out of 7. We're going to just read down, because we clear that, and remember one thing, just put one word in there or just keep reading. Don't put a double word to it for the audience sake on the international side. Just put one word in there. So if you don't know what the word to go there, just keep it moving, because we'll pick it up, you know, because they can't keep up with them double words in it, because we got, well, a lot of things is a mystery. It's a mystery. So don't put a double word in there. Just put the one word in there or just keep it moving. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to remind each other to do such. And O'Shea will put the dramatics in if it's needed. So we're going back to Romans chapter 11 there, Brother Micaiah. And we're just going to see which way. We're just going to flow. Remember, no class tomorrow. Back on airways again Wednesday at 6 o'clock. So now let me get a book myself. I don't turn to Romans myself. I want to be peeping at what you're working with in Romans chapter 11. And let me get there myself. Let me turn the Bible to it myself. Let me peep at it. Romans chapter 11. Pick it at verse number 7. And that one verse right there. I want to see something. I want to see something in that one verse. Right there, that one verse, Brother Micaiah, we're going to read one verse at a time. Let's see what it says in Romans chapter 11, verse number 7. What does it say?
Okay, the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, "What then? Israel have not obtained that which he seeketh for. But the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded."
Now see that? Now that's the big verse of that. Now, read that verse one more time now, young lion. Read verse 7 again. See, that's why I said take number 169, and everything is a mystery. That's why he's saying, if you can support any ministry, support this one. Because we're going to unlock things up here, just read a bunch of verses. We do read a whole lot of verses. But that's what we do. We'll paint the picture to it. And if you follow the rules and regulations the way Yahweh tells you to do it, guess what? You'll be more than all right. So read that verse again in verse number 7. And then we're going to see. Matter of fact, we're going to open the lines up. And we're going to see. Would anybody jump on that I ain't gonna call no names. I'm just gonna see what anybody jump on selling. You know, I ain't gonna call nobody's name out. I'm gonna see once that one's red again. Who wants to take a shot at that? So, read verse 7 again.
Okay, the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, what then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded.
All right. Let me open the lines up for those that's on stage. And I just want to know who want to take a shot at what they just got through. Remember now, you're taking a shot at something. That mean we're not hearing tongue in cheek. We're hearing a breakdown with a verse. So do anybody want to take a shot at 11 verse 7 with not tongue in cheek on painting a picture of 11 verse 7? Do anybody want to take a shot? Remember, breathe in first, then somebody comment. Just don't jump out there and say something. Take a deep breath, then say something. All right. We just got through here in 11 verse 7. Who won't take a shot at that?
Well, I may be wrong, but I take one. It says, what then?
All right, then, Mother E. All right. Hold on, Mother E. Let me see the page now. Hold on, Mother E. I like that spirit. So now, so you're going to take it. Read it again, Brother Micaiah. Read that again, 11 verse 7, because Mother E said she's going to take a shot at it. So read it one more time, 11 verse 7.
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, what then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded.
All right, Mother E, you're on.
Okay, I would say that Israel had not obtained that which he seeketh for. Judah, like I said, Judah has obtained it, but the rest is blind.
We want a verse, but
verse?
You made a statement. You made a statement, no doubt about it. Now, you did make a statement, but read that verse one more time again, young lad. We'll read it one more time. This is kid's verse, real capital.
Okay.
One more time.
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, what then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath attained it, and the rest were blinded.
Mm-hmm. Now, come on, Mother E. Now, get a second shot at that. Come on.
You want the verse?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, quite naturally. We got to have a verse. We got to have a verse on it, on whatever that's talking about in 11 verse 7. We need a verse. Because the devil don't come up and somebody said maybe sitting around with grandma or ain't willing to. So the devil won't come up and let them.
I'm gonna give a verse. You got a verse, Mother E?
Well, I don't know if this is right or not, but chapter 9, Romans chapter 9, 31, 32.
Romans chapter 9, verse 31 and 32. Read that. Brother Titus, read that. Romans chapter 9, verse 31 and 32. Read that, Brother Titus.
Book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 31 and 32. But Israel, which followed after the Torah of righteousness and have not attained to the Torah of righteousness. Mm-hmm. Verse
32.
Therefore, because they started not by faith, but as it were by work of the Torah instruction, they stumbled at the stumbling stone.
And for the night and the audience sake, I just read the way you see it. Read exactly the way you see it, that young line, Paul, for edifying those on the international side, over 500,000 plus. Then Mother E gonna take another shot at that. Well, that's the verse she put on the table. So now read that again exactly the way you see it, and then Mother will take a shot at it. Come on.
Book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 31 and 32. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, had not attained to the law of righteousness. Verse 32. Wherefore, because they started not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at that stumbling stone.
That's big. Now, see, when you read it like that, now everybody can keep up there, young line. That was great. Now, Mother, come on. Now, I know you really own something behind that one. Come on, Mother. Okay.
Israel didn't follow after righteousness, didn't follow after the law of righteousness, and they didn't obtain the law of righteousness. And verse 32, because they sought it not by faith, because they didn't do it by faith, and they stumbled at that, or stumbling stone. They stumbled.
All right, okay. We can live with that. We can live with that. We can live with that. Mother, read verse. Come back to Romans 11, verse 7 one more time. Come back and read 11, verse 7 one more time.
Romans chapter 11, verse 7. What then? Israel had not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the elect have obtained it, and the rest were blind.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's find out now. Now, watch the Osea get in here, Mother. Now, watch the Osea get in here. And, see, can we paint the picture? Now, don't see if they get up in here now. So now we're going to say Israel have not attained what they seeking. Brother Titus, now back up and find out why they haven't obtained what they seeking. Let's find out what they did. Mother D up Israel, read me Psalms 11, verse 3. Mother D up Israel, Psalm 11, verse 3.
Psalms 11, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Okay, good. So if your foundation be destroyed, what can your righteous do? Now, Brother Titus,
yes,
in 1 Kings chapter 12, let's pick up at verse number 15. Let's find out something, 15, King down to verse 19. Let's find out something. He said, now Israel, what they've been seeking for. Let's find out why they haven't attained what they're seeking for. Let's find out. Maybe we can find out by looking at the foundation. We're going to 1 Kings chapter 12, and we'll pick up verse 15 down to 19. Let's find out. Come on, you on the clock there. Brother Titus, come on.
1 Kings chapter 12, verse 15 to 19. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 15 reads, wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from Yahweh, that he might perform his stand with Jacob's state by Ahijah, the Shelemite, and unto Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. Verse 16. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David? Neither have we the heritage and the son of Jesse. To your tent, O Israel. Now see to your own family, David. So Israel departed to their tent. Verse 17. But as for the children of Israel, which dwelt in the cities of Judah, wherefore reigned over them. Verse 18. Then King Rehoboam sent a Duran, who was over the tribute, and all Israel stoned him with stones, that he died. Therefore King Rehoboam made speed to get them up to his chariot to flee until Yada. Verse 19. So Israel rebelled against the family of David until this day.
So maybe so the foundation said the reason why Israel having to attain what they seeking for, because they done what? In verse number 19?
Verse 10, chapter 12, verse 19. So Israel rebelled against the nation of David until this day.
Oh. So maybe, so mother, the reason why they haven't attained what they're looking for, because they rebelled against David. See, that's the reason they haven't attained what they looking for. Now, in that same verse, Mother E, come back and read that verse again, because it's like three parts in there to deal with, to like three parts. Read that again. Now, see, the reason why they haven't attained what they're looking for, because they rebelled and broke away from Judah. And once they rebelled against Judah, even to this day, they're not going to attain what they're looking for, long as they got a rebellious spirit against Judah. Now you see, so that's one point in there. Now, Mother, read a little bit more, because there's a whole lot of meat up in there. It just, Yahweh to give it to you to paint that picture real plainly. Now, the reason why they haven't attained it, because they broke away from the source. That's why they broke away from Judah. So they're not going to attain nothing until they come back to Judah. Now, read that Romans 11, verse 7 one more time.
Let me read that. Okay. Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 7. What then? Israel had not attained that which he seeks for, but the elect have obtained it, and the rest were blind for him.
Now,
the
elect have obtained it, The rest is blind. But wait a minute. Who is this rest? Let's Mother D.F. Israel. Let's find out who is this rest is blind. Let's run to. Let's see how can we get this. Let's run find to. But the rest is blind. Who is the rest? Let's run to Isaiah chapter 8, Mother D.F. Israel. Mm-hmm. Let's run to St. John chapter 8. Now, I behoove Sister Anointed Camp to take. Because this is going to come up again in 1 year second. And if you prepare with your notes, you're going to be all right. Then your precept with somebody you better have or whatever, you always get your warm-up. I'm just talking about who shot John because of your position of leadership. You have to always get a little warm-up in before showtime jump off. Now, and Mother D of Israel in Acts chapter 8.
You mean Isaiah
8? In verse 18. Isaiah chapter 8. Take a deep breath first. Take a deep breath. Put your pen in your hand. And pause. Then come on with it. Acts chapter 8. Verse number 14 and 15. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 14, 15. Take a pause. Write it down. Take a pause. Get, come on out with it. Mo, D.F. Israel, come on.
I mean, you got me saying. Isaiah chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. Read. Verse 14. And he shall be for a sanctuary, temple, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the family of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Judah.
Hold that point. Hey, Mo, read that verse again. Romans 11, verse 7. Did y'all hear that? Listen. Now, if he gonna be a snare to you, that means you're not gonna be cohesion. Your vision would not be properly to assess a problem. So now come back to that 11 verse 7 again, that mother. Come back to 11 verse 7 because he just said something right here in this verse. You know, he said a whole lot. But he's going to be one thing and going to be something else to somebody else. Keep that in your mind. Come on back again, mother, in that 11 verse 7 of Romans.
Romans chapter 11 verse 7. What then? Israel had not obtained that which he seeks. Well,
Stop it there. Now, in your mind, the reason why Israel have not obtained what they seek, because we just found out by the foundation, because they broke away from Judah. So now we're clear on that part. When they broke away from Judah, and we have the precept in 12 chapter. So we understand why they haven't attained what they're looking for. That's part one. What's next, mother?
Oh.
What's next in that verse?
But the elect have obtained it, and the rest were blind.
But the elect have attained it, but the rest is blind. The elect have attained it, but the rest is blind. Now come on back, mother. Now remember, we only dealing with both. So we only dealing with both. So everything we read in 11 verse 7, it got to be about the both. Both what, mother? Come on back and read again, mother. D.F. Israel. Both what? 8, verse number 14. So all we're dealing with is both. We're not dealing with all of the rest of the nations and none of that. We're dealing with only the both. The both is who? Come on, read. Come on, mother. D.F. Israel. The both is who?
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 14. To both the family of Israel for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Judah.
Good. Read verse 15. So that's all you can get out of 11 verse 7. Christianity, Islam, Judaism, get everybody else in it. But no.
Mm-hmm.
All you can get out of 7 is the both. And you just got the name of the book right here. Now, watch the verse 15 say.
Verse 15. And and many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken.
To be snared and taken. Now, whatever it is, let's see.
That's the best.
There it is, and many among them gonna be snared, and many among them is gonna be taken. Now you see that? So all we can get out of that, Southern Kingdom, Northern Kingdom. See, Christianity will get everybody else involved in that, but no. This is where we got to come in. See, we got to come in now, and we got to come in like a storm now. Because all you can get out of 11 verse 7 is
both.
Southern Kingdom?
Both. Oh, Southern Kingdom.
And Northern Kingdom. Southern Kingdom is Southern, Mother Eve, back up to Jeremiah 15, verse 4. Jeremiah 30, verse 4, Mother Eve. Give me Jeremiah 30, verse 4. We got to get a priest up on that.
Jeremiah 30. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 4. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 4. And these are the words that the Yahweh speaks concerning Israel and concerning Judah. Mother.
So Mother, who is the boat?
The Northern and Southern Kingdom.
What is the name of the Northern Kingdom?
The ten Northern tribes.
What's the name of the Northern Kingdom?
Ephraim.
Well,
is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Mother. You just read it.
He said, "What's the name of it?" I said, "Ephraim." But first, I said Israel.
Yes. Okay. But you sounded like you don't want to get hit on the wrist.
Yeah.
So
you said the name.
I know, but you got a boldly. You got a boldly bringing out, Mother. You can't. You know, you not. Sometimes you say something, and you don't know you'll get hit on the wrist or not. You know, you put your hand, I'm going to hit you on your wrist behind there, but you say it. See, because you got to boldly bring that out. Boldly. See, remember, the lesson we on now is unlocking the biblical mysteries of the Bible. We got to boldly pick our position because it's ours to take, and it's going to be left there until we take it. So now we clear, all we can get out of 11 verse 7 is Southern Kingdom, which is Yahweh, Northern Kingdom, which is Israel. That's it. That's all we can get out of it. Everybody else got to see their way out of it. But we got to be boldly enough to be able to bring that out and put that to rest. Now, in 11 verse 7, now, Mother, read one more time the whole verse of 11 verse 7. Then we're going to add a little bit more to it, and we're going to move on. Because, see, one thing about it, we have to step it up. We have to know what we're talking about. Because we're going to be in sentence now that we have to know what we're talking about. When we read 11 verse 7, we got to be able to go in there and just dismantle it and wait on what's next. Now read the whole verse again, 11, verse number 7, one more time.
Romans chapter 11, verse 7. What then? Israel had not attained that which he speaks for, but the elect have attained it and the rest were blind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, let's find who is the elect by going to Isaiah by precepting the Bible. See, we'll find out about the elect by just precepting the Bible in 45 verse 4. Who is the elect that we can read? 45 verse 4 of Isaiah.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 4 reads, "For Israel, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have surnamed you, though thou hast not known me."
So you see who the elect is? See, the elect is Israel. So when other groups, nations teach that verse, and they got to say the elect have not obtained what they looking for, then you clear. Wait a minute. Because they're going to see their way in that. But you got to say, no, the elect is not talking about the other nation. The elect is talking about who, Mother D of Israel? Who is the elect in the 11:7? Well, hold on, take a deep breath now. Then I'll respond. So now when we read 11:7, it said the election have not attained what they looking for. And, you know, and what Christianity will do, they'll have you thinking elect mean everybody. Everybody can come in and all that, but no, you have to have your 45:4 showing who this elect is and Mother D.F. Israel. Who's elect, Mother D.F. Israel?
Israel.
Good. Now, when we go to Matthew 24:22, let's knock out the park, Mother D.F. Israel. Then we'll get back to Bob Mackay in the next verse. So you see, that's what I'm saying. It's so much in every verse. This is mystery teaching by the six anointed camps. We have to have it down pat. Although all the big digging terrorists is sharpening their knives and their forks to get a little bite in, but they ain't gonna get no bite. We don't get all the bites in. So when we go here in 24:22 of Matthew's Mother D.F. Israel, see, we can, you know, look our cats behind it. Look, it says in Matthew's 24:22.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 22. "And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake. Those days shall be shortened."
Now look at that. Now you see that? Now for the elect's sake, he gonna short these things down for who? So he's going to shorten this thing down for the elect. See that? You see that, Mother E? Mother D up Israel? So he's going to shorten this thing down for the elect. Now, who is the elect?
Israel.
You see that? Now, you see that? You see how you can have them and see they were right on out of Romans. Now, go to 44:1, Mother D up Israel. Now, go to 44:1. Y'all taking notes, fixing on the camps? Y'all taking notes, right? Listen good. So we go to 44:1 of Isaiah 1 and 2. See, this is how you lose all about the gum contest. And now you prepared to go in the Bible and paint the picture. Because they're not arguing with you. They're arguing with what the scripture saying. Now look what it says in 44:1-2, Mother D up Israel.
Isaiah chapter 44, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. "Yet now hear, O Israel, my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen." Verse 2. "Thus says Yahweh that made you and formed you from the womb, which will help you. Fear not, O Israel, my servant, and thou, Israel, whom I have chosen.
Mm-hmm. Now go to 41, 8 through 10. Isaiah 41, 8 through 10.
Isaiah chapter 41, verses 8 to 10. Verse 8. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Israel whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Verse 9. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called you from the chief men thereof, and said unto you, thou art my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you away. Verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your Yahweh. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Now run on down to see where all that came from, Mother, in 25:55 of Leviticus. Now where was all that pulled from? All that conversation that Paul was talking about, all that was pulled from the foundation of 25:55 of Leviticus.
Leviticus, chapter 25, verse 55. Leviticus 25, verse 55, reads, for unto me the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh,
your Yahweh. You see that? Now you see, so all that is in that 11 verse 7. What we just got through reading, now all that what we just got through reading is really in that 11 verse 7, and we have to be able to soundly go, when they go to the Roman book, and they pull that verse out, 11 verse 7, and they see their way in, you got to show them how to exit out that door. That's all. But you got to do it with the right spirit and go in the book and take care of the business. Now we're going back to Brother Micaiah. Going to Brother Micaiah again, because now we're going to take care of verse 7. Now remember one thing. Verse 7 will come up again. And I'm pulling for you that we don't have to basically never go back over verse 7 again. Because all you got to do is look out the window every now and then at your neighbors out there and say, hey, neighbor, they're going to say, what you want with me? Well, come on over here. Let me rehearse the righteous act with you. Let me put some precept on you. See? So every now and then you have to get someone to keep your sword sharpened up. So you have to call your neighbor. Come over and meet. Rehearse the righteous act on you. Don't just put it up on the table and wait for the next show. People out there, old neighbor, what you doing, neighbor? I ain't doing nothing. What you want with me? Come on over here. Let me rehearse the righteous act with you. See that? Put the book on him and ram out a little bit. That's every now and then. Now, we're going back to Brother Micaiah. And now we're going to look at verse number 8. We're going to... this broadcast is to bring out the mysteries. And we want to make sure we bring out the mystery. We in last night's lesson, we read already in Micah chapter 3, verse 1, he said, Israel, you're supposed to know judgment. So we're supposed to know all this right here. We ain't be fumbling around with none of this. And you can't take us to the woodshed and, you know, and we put our hand out and use tablets on our hand. It don't work like that. We got this. Back to Brother Micaiah. Look at verse number 8 now, Brother Micaiah. We're back to Brother Micaiah in Romans chapter 11 and verse number 8. What does it say there, Brother Micaiah? Young lion, you on the clock. Come on.
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, according as it is written, Yahweh hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day.
Read that again. What in the world have they said now? Six anointed camps. What are they saying, verse 8? Read that again.
Okay, the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, according as it is written, Yahweh hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear.
So, who's going to take a deep breath and, paint the picture on verse 8? Does anybody want to take a shot at verse 8?
Okay. Brother McKay, take a shot at it. Brother McKay,
take a shot at it on verse 8. Hallelujah. Wow. Take a shot at verse 8 there, Brother McKay.
Okay. He said, according as it is written, Yahweh has given them a spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear until this day. I can precept that to Psalms 69, verse 22 down to 25, where it was written at, where it was first said out of the mouth of David.
Okay, let's see what that sound like. Let's see what that sound like.
Okay.
That verse he says, according to as it is written, Yahweh have given them a spirit of slumber, eyes that they shall not see, and ears that they shall not hear until this day. Okay, let's see what young lion going there, Bubba Kyle. Let's see where he's going with this. Come on.
Okay, the book of Psalms, chapter 69, verse 22 down to 25. 22 reads, let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Verse 23, let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Verse 24, pour out their indignation upon them, and let your wrathful anger take hold of them. Verse 25, let their habitations be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents.
That's big talk. That's big talk. But I'm scared. It's like me running into a police station saying, you know, them and they went in my pocket and got my wallet. I said, yeah, okay, we see you got your wallet, but who's the them and who the they? So I need to have a name on. I mean, that's a precept, no doubt about it. But I need to have a name on that. Now that's excellent you put there, no doubt about it. So now I need to know more just in case I was, I ran to the police and said, hey, Mr. Police Officer, he and a day went in my pocket and they got my wallet. Oh, so, okay, well, we see you missing your wallet, but who the he and the day is?
Right.
I need to know who the he and the day is. So I guess I step in. And I kind of tighten up the he and the Dave. I tighten it all up, and next time they come up again, we're clear about who the he and the they is, for I ask for, as is written, the he and the they, I need to paint the picture. So what I'm getting ready to do is paint the picture on the he and the they. Brother Mikhail, let's run over to the book called St. John, chapter 4. We're going to St. John, chapter 4. So what I'm looking for is a name. How about the he and the they? Let they eyes be blinded. Blind from what? We're going to St. John chapter 4. And we're going to look down at verse number. We're going to look down at verse number. Let's see what he says. 4:5-9. Let's see what he says in 4:5-9. St. John 4:5-9. Let's see what he says.
Okay, the book of St. John, chapter 4, verses 4, 5, and verse 9. Verse 4 reads, "And he must needs go through Samaria." Verse 5, "Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Israel gave to his son Joseph." Verse 9, "Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that you, being Yada Judah, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For Judah have no dealings with the Samaritans."
No. For Judah have no dealing with Samaritans. So, if Judah got no dealing with Samaritan, Brother Titus, let's come back up here.
Yes,
Judah got no dealing with Samaritan. Well, then, how is this going to be fulfilled in 11 verse 7 there? 11 verse 7 of Romans. See, Judah got no dealing with the Samaritans. And we clear that Samaritan is pointing toward Mother D of Israel. We clear that the Samaritans is who that we can read in Isaiah chapter 7. Who is the Samaritans that we can read? See, remember one thing. What clicks in the head is you ain't got no deal with Samaritans. And so what that mean? We go on to the 7th chapter and find out what that mean. You got no dealing with the Samaritans by going to Isaiah chapter 7, Mother D of Israel, and find out what that mean in verse number 9 and 10.
Isaiah chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. Verse 9. "And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Ramaliah, son. If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established." Verse 10.
All right. That's good. But that's good enough. So we know. So this woman of Samaritan, who are she? Who are this woman according to Scripture? The woman of Samaria.
Ephraim, Israel.
So you see that? So they knew, the northern kingdom knew, that Yahweh Judah have no dealing with them. So if Judah got no dealing with them, how is Paul was raised from the womb, Brother Titus, in 11 verse 7 again of Romans? He was raised from the womb.
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 7. Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 7. What did Israel? And not attained that which he seeketh for, but the election had attained it, and the rest were blind.
Okay. So now, so Israel have not attained what they've been seeking for because reason why, they are broke away from Judah. And the elect, mm-hmm. which is Judah, is blind because they have to put their difference aside and understand one thing. You got a calling on you, and they will never be in order because you got to fulfill prophecy. And prophecy, you got to fulfill, Mother E. You got to feel what's written in Jeremiah 51:33. So how you going to feel this? Because on the way, Northern Kingdom going to come back in. It just, Judah got to take the blindness off of him and come out the trunk of the bumper. He got to take that, you got to take the trunk up, come out the back, you know, and get in his rightful position. So Judah gonna remain blind. And what we read, Mother? What are you gonna read? Yeah. So how just, yeah, 33. So how are we gonna feel this then?
Okay. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 61, verse 33. For thus said Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh of Israel, the daughter of Babylon, is like
a... wait a minute. Hold on, Mo. A bag of, make that 5033. Thank you, Mo, dear Israel. Thank you. Make that 5033.
Okay.
Jeremiah chapter 50. I got off in Petersburg Hill, look pretty good, but you know, I mean, sometimes I can get over relaxed. So in Jeremiah chapter 50, Mother, look at verse 4 and 33. Jeremiah 50, 4 and 33.
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 4 and verse 33. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 4. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 4. In those days, and in that time, said Yahweh, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Yahweh Judah together, going and weeping. They shall go and seek the Yahweh, their Yahweh.
Where is it going, Mother, in the next verse? Where they got to go? What they got to be clear to go someplace, and the next verse will tell them where they're going. Now we see they're going to be together, but be together and where they're going in verse number
5.
Where they're going.
Okay. Verse 5. They shall ask the way to Yahweh Judah with their faith word, saying, come and let us join ourselves to the Yahweh in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten.
Ain't that something? Ain't that nice? Mother, that's real nice. So they have to make a stop. Take a breath before you answer. And those on the panel of the six anointed camps, they got a microphone open. Take a breath now for you. But they got to make a detour stop where to make this happen. Where do the 10 northern tribes of Israel, they got to get to Yahuwah, they got to make a detour first and do something. What is that that we can read?
Let me
protect the cover. Take a deep breath. Now, you got to be scripture. So now those on the stage, anybody want to take a shot at that? Because we got to be a scripture now. They got to get in this perpetual covenant, the northern kingdom, I just make it plain, before they get to Yahuwah, they got to make a detour and do what? According to scripture. Mm-hmm. You want to take a shot at that? Okay, I'll take a shot at it.
Yeah, what?
Read one line across 50 verse 5. See, one line across. See, you know one thing, you got to be tried. But I'm telling you, got to step it up. Step it up big time, because the world is waiting on us to step it up. Uh-huh. Look, it says one line right across the top, Mother Eve. This one got to make a detour at. They got to make a detour of what? Where do the northern kingdom got to make a detour before they get to Yahuwah? They got to do what? In 50, verse 5, one line across.
Okay. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 5. They shall ask the way to Yahuwah Judah.
Ain't that something? You see the Bible saying? So they ain't going nowhere until the northern kingdom do what?
Ask the way of
Yah God
Judah.
Ask the way of Yah God Judah. Now, Mother D of Israel, get a precept on that by going 30 verse 6 of Jeremiah. 31 verse 6. Get a precept on it. So we're clear that the reason why northern kingdom ain't going nowhere, because they ain't asking the right question. Southern kingdom ain't going nowhere because they blind and think that they supposed to remain, don't supposed to find them and start waking them up. And that's what we're doing right now. We must wake them up because we got to fulfill prophecy. But it got to be woke them up in order. And that's why we, Brother Titus, that's the reason why we, 11 verse 10 through 13. So it's rules and regulation, Isaiah chapter 11, 10 through 13. Now read verse 9, make it sound good. So in the 11th chapter, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Of Isaiah, verse 9 down to verse 13. Watch what must happen first. So
the book of-
that's why we keep saying, those that got a problem, you got to get past your problem and understand scriptures is going to be fulfilled with you or without you. You got to put besides your difference that you have, because sooner or later I'm going to teach you on a lesson that's showing you every time that you have difference from wherever you at, that always open the room up for the other nation to run a bull razor down and everything to catch you going against yourself, and then he ends up knocking you off and everybody else off. They'd be using the divide and conquer on you, even with the two twos and the twos and Israelite tribe called Topsies and the two twos or whatever. So they always have been there. They'll finance one of them to go against each other, first to get you against each other. Then they'll pick one of them to get them the weapons to use to go against you. They've been using the body and tactic on you for a long time. And then that's how they prosper today. And that's why they end Romans chapter 11, and they all in Romans chapter 11 as they strength. But We know how to, Brother Micaiah, you look at 10 verse 1 and 2 and find out you're not there. But we can back up to Romans 10, 1 and 2 and say, I beg your pardon. You're not in Romans chapter 11. because I can read Kings 1 and 2. What does it say there, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, brother, my mind's desire and prayer to Yahweh for Israel is that they might be saved. Verse 2, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of Yahweh, but not according to knowledge.
You see that? So how as Paul is addressing them, then he's still talking in 11, and all of a sudden now they ain't nowhere around. You see that? And all we had to go to verse 10, 1 and 2, and that's the subject matter. He's talking to Israel that have a zeal for him, but not according to knowledge. And when it got over here in the Western world, they forgot all about, they kept a lot of things. They kept the princes, they kept this, they kept that. But they still done some things. And then when Judah came over, you kicked them in the arena, but you done a, but the Seminoles, Reuben understood one thing. I suppose, according to the other nations, I suppose to punish y'all, but all the way we're going to win a battle, we got to put y'all in y'all right position, and that's the reason why the Seminole Indians, which is called the Reubenites, worked the world that came against them to a standstill, and they was never overcome, because you know what they had with them? Judah. They put Judah in the right position. And that's the same thing we can't tell you. You got to put Judah back, but he got to know he is not the back seat driver or the trunk suitcase. He's the driver. He's the lead tribe. He must lead. That's the only way we coming back. Judah must lead. Northern kingdom ain't going nowhere. Southern kingdom ain't going nowhere. Because Southern Kingdom got to pick up Northern Kingdom. You can't ride past Northern Kingdom. You got to pull the truck over and say, come on, get up in here. To fulfill prophecy. Everybody, the woman said of Israel from Northern Kingdom, you ain't got no dealing with us. He said, but now it's time for me to deal with you. So I got to open the door. Same thing we got to do. We got to reach there because we're not going to fulfill the prophecy. We ain't getting in. We don't remain blind until we recognize the Northern Kingdom got to come to us, but we got to know what to say. We got to know what to say. Where can we use the word called Mexican? What that word mean? You got to find what that word mean. My folks call themselves Mexicans. That word is a number of abbreviation from a Messiah, which means the anointed one. See, that's all it means. They don't even know what the word means. We know what it means. Mexican. Are you a Mexican? That means the anointed one. You got, because when you came on his other side, you had the anointed on you to come over, but you stomach that stone. So we're going to break all that down. Everything we're going to break down in unlocking the biblical mysteries of the Bible, but Judah got to be the one to do it. And we are Judah that's talking now. So you have to know how to deal with this thing. You have to know what these words, all these words mean, and can break it down through scripture. We're going to show you, but you got to take notes. Then you got to look out the window and call your neighbor. Hey, neighbor, come here. What you want with me? Come on, let me rehearse the righteous act. I want to put some scriptures on you. See? We got to get prepared. Don't nobody on the face of earth will take us to the woodshed. We take them to the woodshed. So we can look at these verses and break these verses down and paint the picture for you, then ask for a cup of herbal tea and just sit back and watch and ask you what's next. That's the spirit we got to have on us. But we blind because we don't know our position. But we're trying to show you that when you're reading the book of Romans chapter 11, it got nothing to do with nobody but Southern and Northern Kingdom. And all you had to do was read. Back to 10, 1 and 2. Then come over back to Brother Micaiah 1, verse 5 through 8 of Romans. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. You can take them out. Where they read over there in 11 chapters, you can take them out just as fast as they got themselves in there by going back to 1, 5 through 8. What it say? Brother Micaiah?
The book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 5 down to 8. Verse 5 reads, but whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Verse 6, among whom are you also the called of Yahuwah the Son. Verse 7, to all that be in Rome, beloved of Yahuwah, called to be saints. Great. Yahuwah the Father and Yahuwah the Son. Verse 8, first, I thank my Yahuwah the Father through Yahuwah the Son for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world.
Now read that again. So somebody done some flushing in a couple of your conversations. But listen to what he just said. Now look, did you hear what the man just said? 1 verse 5 out of verse 8. Listen to what he just said. He going to use something in there, then he going to clean it up for those that, remember, when Paul got to Rome, he cannot talk to them as talking to him like we talking now. He had to say things in a way that if they got their foundation, they understood what he was saying. Because if any time that you trying to overthrow Rome in any kind of way, you lose your life then and there. So Paul had to talk over their head, but in your head. I know it's another word to use, but I don't have it right now. And ain't nobody trying to help those here. They leave out them on a plane with a blindfold on him. Uh-huh. There's a word in there. That's okay. So we leave it like that. Don't leave those here out there walking the plank with a blindfold on him. That there. It was a word I need, but now come back and read 1:5-8 again. Watch this now. It's 2 points in there.
Okay.
And we got these 2 points is very serious in there. 2 points in there. Where did the 2 points come out? Read it again.
The book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 5 down to 8. Verse 5 reads, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Verse 6, among whom are you also the called of Yahuwah the Son? Verse 7, to all that be in Rome, beloved of Yahuwah, called to be saints, grace to you and peace and peace from Yahuwah the Father and Yahuwah the Son. First, verse 8, I thank my Yahuwah the Father through Yahuwah the Son for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Now, he left three points in there and 1, 5, and 8. 3 points in there, right before all the big dignitaries of Rome, he left 3 points in there. What is the 3 points? 6 and on the camp. What's the 3 points he left in there? It's in 5, 7, and 8. Give me the one word in 5, the one word in 7, and the one word in 8. Which one, who gonna take, what's the one word in 5?
Okay, name.
The one word in 5. Take a deep breath, just don't say anything. If sometimes better somewhere, to be quiet, I don't know. Because if you guess it, you'll guess wrong. So is anybody want to take a shot at it in 1 verse 5? He left 5 as first. What he say in verse 5? don't just have your voice just heard.
You said one word, right?
One word. One word. Well, it's 2 words.
Oh.
It's 2 words.
All nations.
All nations. Okay. Write that down. Now you got 5 out the way. All nations. Good. Now what's in 7? Y'all take your notes on it. So he read 5. He's coming to all nations in 5. Now, what word in verse 7?
Saint.
Saint.
Excellent. Now, write that down. So that there you go, in 7, the saints. All nations, but all nations of who in verse 7? Saints. Now, you see that? So you see, they really report Paul in, but what Paul using, he's keeping his neck from being on chopping block. See, because the modern-day teaching the world, the saints mean everybody, right? Right. And what word in verse 8?
First.
Nope.
All you said verse one word?
One word. In verse 8.
World.
Oh.
World. Excellent. See, there it is there. He laid it all out right there. All nations, the saints, the world.
World.
Now, all three words can be precepts. Is that right? Okay, we take 8.
Hallelujah.
We'll take 8 first. Mother, mm-hmm. We'll take 8 first and go mm-hmm. and precept world. 45:17 of Isaiah. We'll precept world. What word are we
mm-hmm.
talking about? See, Paul prophecy over the Roman's head, but in your head, because you know the world they were talking about was the world of 45:17. They
mm-hmm.
knew that, but everybody around them didn't know that. So they said, Paul ain't said nothing. He's talking about the world. You know, all of us the world. But
see it?
So you see, he dropped that world on them. What were they talking about by precepting your Bible in 45:17, Mama? Mother E?
I see it. Chapter 45, verse 17. But Israel shall be saved in the Yahweh with the everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confound world without end.
Confound. World without end. So what world was he talking about in when he was saying in 1 verse 8? What world was he talking about, Mother, according to verse 8? The
Israel.
World of who? Exactly right. So everybody there, they knew that. See, they knew when Paul was there.
Hallelujah.
He said the world, but we know that was the world of who?
Israel.
Now, come back to verse 5. Now, he said, this is for the world of the saints. So, now, who is the saints? Who is the saints that we can read? Now, who is the saints that we can read? He's talking about the saints. Verse 5, right? What saints are you talking about that he was going to put an eyeball on in verse 5? The world say the saints is everybody. But do the Bible support who are the saints? So, Mother G of Israel in 50, verse number 7 and 8, it tells us who the saints is by going to 50, verse 7 and 8. And Brother Titus had it 148:14 and 49, verse 1. See, this is what I'm trying to tell you. We ain't going nowhere until we understand the blinders got to be taken off of us. And the blinders, as long as we stay blind, prophecy will never be fulfilled. So you got to know how to talk over their head by just reading the scriptures. And that's why we read earlier in the beginning of the lesson. The mystery is given to you. It's given to you to know the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
It's not given to them. The WCC, the Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church out of New York, it's not given to them. It's given to you. But you got to know that. You got to know that, and you got to be prepared to exhibit yourself when it comes down to your position. Now, we're going to find who the saints is. So Paul said, I'm heading to Rome to talk to the saints. He said that word because he knew they knew what was written in Psalms chapter 50, verse 7 and 8. Moses, Israel. So he knew the one that the believers knew, what was written in Psalms chapter 50. What's written, Mother?
Psalms chapter 50, yeah, verse 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm. You know what I want?
Or verse 5 and 7.
Well, no, nah, you know, or you looking right at it? Okay, that's
yeah.
it. 5, 6, and 7. Go ahead. 5, 6, and 7.
Psalms chapter
you're
50,
right.
verse 5.
Verse 5, 6, and 7.
Psalms 50, right. verse 5 to 7. Verse 5. Gather my saints together unto me,
mm-hmm.
those that mm-hmm. have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
Hold on, mother. Now, wait a minute. Just don't gather saints because you're saints. You got to be the one that I'm done what?
That mm-hmm. made a covenant with me.
That's right. Not the one because you're not because they're Israel. No. You got to deal with the ones that have walked the plank the right way. And remember we read in last night's lesson, who's my mother and who's my brother? The
yeah.
one that's doing the will. You just mm-hmm. can't just grab the saints and call them Israel because they might be wicked Israel. And when you get with wicked,
mm-hmm.
you got wicked Israel just like having wicked 17 other nations. No.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta know what saints, tell you the saints that you deal with the one that have made a covenant, the one that have made the sacrifice, the one that
yeah.
bumped shoulders with you, the one that got the fringes on, the one that keep the feast days, the one that support the ministry, the one that put donations to it, getting this thing running. That's the one you deal with. That's what he's saying. Not because she's my sister, she's my auntie. She might be wicked as H. She could be wicked as H. You see?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't gonna take care of the Yahuwah's business. He said, get the saints together that are done what, mother? Be up Israel?
They have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
Oh, you see that? That means they have put off all the going on the Sabbath day, Franklin, Beverly, and Mays. It's okay, I got tickets to Franklin, Beverly, and Mays, and I want to catch the first show at 3 p.m. Well, no, I can't catch no first show at 3 p.m. You got one about after the sunset? I'll go in after the sunset. See? You ain't making no covenant with Yahuwah if you breaking Yahuwah's rules and regulations. I don't care what kind of tickets you got for Frankie, Beverly, and Maze. It got to be after the Sabbath day. Hey, come on, pick me up. Let's ride. Come on, Mother, read some more.
Verse 6. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for Yahweh is judge.
Hold on, Mother. That's big talk with them. So if you grab the ones that have made a covenant, by sacrifice, what the heavens gonna do, Mother?
And the heavens shall declare his righteousness.
Oh,
for Yahweh is judge.
Well, hold that point. The heavens gonna declare his righteousness. Or her righteousness. But Titus 119, 142, 144. What do you mean by that? What you mean by that? You mean the heaven's gonna give you a mark because they're gonna go declare your righteousness? What that supposed to mean? 119, 142, 144. What that supposed to mean, young lion, Brother Titus?
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, 142, 144. Psalms 119, 142 reads, your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is the truth.
Mm.
Verse 144, the righteousness of your testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live.
Yeah. That means the Almighty going to look right at that book and say, they doing Bible down there. They ain't doing personality. They doing Bible. And the righteous is going to say, you doing Bible down there. So when you're doing Bible down there, Yahweh got to intervene. Test you whatever you love the most, but he's going to find out what you do Bible. Now, if you're doing Bible, you're going to be all right, because then the Almighty going to declare that from heaven. Brother Tyus, read 85:11. Psalms 85:11 behind that. See, you want you want Yahweh to get busy with you, but you want Yahweh to declare. Then Yahweh got an 85:11, and what he said, 85:11. Psalms.
The book of Psalms, chapter 85:11, reads, truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteous shall look down from heaven.
You see that? You see that? So you see all that's in there. So you see, you want Yahweh to intervene with you. But he's not going to intervene unless he can be looking at this book and see you lining up with this book, not personality. See?
Yeah.
If you're doing Bible, Yahweh, he can't break his word. He tell you what he's going to do once you do what you got to do that he can read too. And Sandy, I'm trying to tell you, we got to read what we're doing. And you got to lead by what this book's saying. If you want Yahweh to intervene in the last night lesson, we read over there in 60:7 about the double coming to you once you lie with this book. So if you're not lying with this book, he's just sitting there watching you according to 18:4 of Isaiah and 5:15 Hosea. But he see you doing book the way he got it written. Huh. But he makes it real plain, Mother E. He makes it plain in 3:22 First John. He makes it plain. What did he say, Mother? In 3:22 of Saint First John, right side of the book. He makes it plain, Mother. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mother E. He makes it plain in 3:22 of First John. What did he say?
First John chapter 3:22. First John chapter 3:22 read. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, Torah instructions, verse 5 books of Moses, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Oh, I forgot.
And one thing he's not going to break, Mother, is his word.
Right.
He said, what take you so long to ask me something? He said, you line up what I got written. That means you telling me to pray for somebody that's doing what you're doing, then okay, let's get it going on. But you can't tell get a prayer for somebody that's not even when they on fire. No. They gotta make sure they have done the sacrifice of the covenant. They gotta make sure they got the sacrifice. They can't pay Yahweh no never mind until they in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you in trouble? Well, we know you're going to be in trouble sooner or later. That's why we got to show them in advance. If you want Yahweh to step up, he's going to ask you. He's going to ask you about Brother Tyus. He's going to ask you about 1:11:10 of Psalms. He's going to ask you something. He said, is 1:11:10 going on down there? I hear them calling me, but is it a 1:11:10 going on? What does it say?
The book of Psalms, chapter 1:11:10 reads, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and good understanding have all they that do his commandments, and his praise is yours forever.
You see that? So a good understanding is those that's doing the first 5 books. If you want Yahweh to intervene, then you got to ask the person that's on fire to tell you, wake you about your sleep, and tell you, get a prayer up. I can't get a prayer past my ankle, because the part you won't do, you pray everything he got on the table, no, never mind. Now you on fire now. Now you want the fireman to put it out. But you got to, he said, a warmth that made a covenant with me. then he's going to look down from heaven at the righteous, that means the Torah keepers. Right. Now back to Mother D of Israel. Now give me the next verse, Mother D of Israel. Now we don't talk about two verses in grand style. What does the next verse say?
Okay.
Mother
50.
D of Israel.
Psalms 50, verse 7.
Yes.
Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am Yahweh, even your Yahweh.
He said, I'm going to testify against you, Israel. This book is for Israel, about Israel, and to Israel.
I'm going to
testify against you, because in Micah 3:1 we now read, you folks are no judgment. And we folks speak plainly enough. And those that got ear to hear understand plainly what we're saying. But Titus in 1:48, verse 14, going right over to 1:49, verse 1. Because he had all his own table when he went to Rome. They understood all this right here. See, when he said, them three words, the world, Israel, saints, Israel. We got the other to come to next, back to verse 5 shortly. Come back there in a minute, and we'll see who will take a stab at that shortly. But now, 1:48, verse 14, and 1:49, verse 1, but Titus on the clock, come on.
1:48, verse 14, reads, he also exalts the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near or dear. Praise ye Yahweh. 1:49, verse 1. Praise ye Yahweh. Sing unto Yahweh a new song, and his praise unto the congregation of the saints.
The congregation of the saints is the congregation of the children of Israel. See that? So you see, so Paul dropped that on them, and all the big Romans had the big swords and the swords that cut them on the head. They pat Paul on the back, and Paul he delivered a final a death blow on them, right up on them, and they didn't catch none of it. You see that? That's the problem we're making see right here. Paul was very wise. He was raised in the womb to go get the one that have broke away from the covenant. And one that broke from the covenant that makes you automatically a heathen, which is called a Gentile. Whether you're Southern Kingdom, Northern Kingdom, when you broke away from Yahweh, you're not doing Yahweh's what he got written, you are a heathen. And another word for heathen is the Gentile. That's where you is. And you're not keeping the feast days, wearing fringes, and thus says Yahweh, bumping shoulders on the Sabbath day, feast days, supporting the ministry, putting your donations in for what to come. A lot of things got to be done. That makes you a heathen, and that makes you a Gentile, although you might be Judah or Northern Israel. You're a Gentile. Yep. So now we got all that out of that. So that was Paul saying. Now let's come back to 1 verse 5 again. Now who will take a shot at this one? Come on back. Micaiah, 1 verse 5 again. Now, who will take it 1 verse 5? See, Paul came in and dropped the bombshell on them while they had they swore all cocked. He said, we got us, the rabble rousers are coming. But they say, you can't find no fault in him. Because he dropped 1 verse 5, walking the door on us. He dropped 1 verse 5. What do you say again now? Micaiah 1 verse 5.
Okay, the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, by whom we have received grace and apostleship, for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name.
You see that? So you see that? When all of them heard Paul drop that in for all nations, everybody, they threw a patting Paul on the back, and everybody got happy. But Paul just delivered he delivered all nations on them. Now, who gonna deal with what he just did in 1 verse 5 that we can read? Take them up. take a deep breath. And when if I hear anybody, if you pause too long, I'll jump in there. But take a breath. Then give me a scripture, what Paul just said in 1 verse 5. Read again, Brother Titus. I mean, Brother Mackay, 1 verse 5 again. One more time.
Okay, the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name.
Mm-hmm. Now who's gonna give me a scripture on what Paul just said? Who gonna give me a scripture? What Paul just said. All right. Well, it took too long for anybody to give me a scripture. Let's go to Brother Titus, run to pick up a 9 and verse at Amos. Amos 9:9. See, the number one thing, if you know your position, and it's scripture time now, it's like saying somebody come in on the first floor, you get but my bank on the third floor. What good is that? What good is your bang on the third floor and somebody coming in on the first floor? I'm on the first floor and somebody coming through my window. God, dog, but my banger on the third floor. Then what good is your banger? What good is your banger on the third floor and they coming up? You got to have your banger cocked and ready to go. Right? 9:9, Amos, come on.
The book of Amos, let's see it. The book of Amos is here, chapter 9, verse 9. For lo, I will command, and I will swear, the nation of Israel among all nations, the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn as tip, a sheep, yet should not the least grain fall upon the earth.
You see that? So when Paul say that it's saying for all nations, according to Amos 9:9, what all nations he's talking about? Class. What all nations you talking about that we can read?
Nation of Israel.
Where we read that at?
Amos. Chapter 9, verse 9.
Mm-hmm. Look at WCC said. Now see, that's pretty good. But give me a precept. Now who's gonna give him precept? Let's run Brother Titus, let's run to the fourth chapter, Deuteronomy 1. 4:1-17. See? 4:1-17.
Go up to the...
Yeah, that one. Yeah. 4:1-17. Mm-hmm.
Go on to the fifth book of the law of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 17. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 reads, now therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and to the judges, which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh of your fathers giveth you.
Verse 17.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 17. The likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flies in the air.
Mm-hmm. Now how about going down to 27 now? Now 27. Oh, 27.
Yeah. Romans chapter 4, verse 27. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, that you should be left, few in number, among the heathen, where the Yahweh shall lead you.
So who will be scattered to all nations, according to 4 verse 1?
Oh, Israel.
So what was Paul saying in 1 verse 5? So what was Paul saying right there before all the big dignitaries with their swords drawn, because they knew Paul would come and disturb the peace, because he already had them already disembobulated. So when Paul read that 1 verse 5, why didn't they cut Paul on the head? What did Paul say to live another day? What word did he use in 1 verse 5 to live another day?
Israel.
He said all nations. All he said was all nations, and they thought it was Israel including them, but the children of Israel knew the all nations was Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 and 27. They thought all nations meant them themselves, and that's why they didn't cut Paul in the head. That's why he didn't cut Paul in the head. Because when Paul said, I'm here for all nations, they said, oh, you here for us too? I know we kicking you out of the ring. You all right, Paul. But they knew by knowing scripture, all nations was meant Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 and 27. Then Nehemiah grabbed a hold to it, and they also knew what Nehemiah said, Brother Micaiah, and 1 verse 8 and 9. Nehemiah chapter 1, 8 and 9. See, if you got your foundation, you ain't got to talk blunt with them, but those that got ear to hear, go hear what you're saying. Paul said in 1 verse 5, I'm here for all nations. Oh, come on in, Paul. We'll just get ready to cut you. We got a block already ready to cut you on the neck. We ain't going to cut you, Paul, because you're talking good. You blind like all the rest of them is, right? Yeah, I'm blind all right. Nehemiah 1, verse 8 and 9. Read it, Brother Titus.
The book of Nehemiah says, chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 9. Remember, I beseech you the word that I command your servant Moses, saying, if you sin, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. Verse 9. But if you turn to me and keep my Torah instructions and do them, do there one of you cast out unto the utmost part of heaven, yet would I gather them from this, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there.
You see that, Paul, he ended up there, they put their sword down, and they used the sword on to cut a piece of lamb or something past Paul's slice of it, by Paul knowing the saints. But he knew the one that knew. Remember, he says in Micah 3, hey, Israel, ain't you supposed to know judgment? Ain't you supposed to know what I'm really saying? You know, if I talk anything against Rome or anybody, you know, my neck going to be gone, and what good is I'm to you? So I got to talk over their head, but in your head. I got to let them think that we own something for everybody. But now it's time to let them know that everybody talking now. See, now it's time. When we come to see, it's to break down the mysteries. This thing ain't for everybody. It's to Israel, for Israel, about Israel. Now's the time for all this to be fulfilled. See? Now's the time. But the seer got to make sure he got the running, makes to understand how to do this thing, because when the floodgates open up, we able to take, you take 10, you take 100, you take 200, and deliver them up the right way. But you got to be able to go. Huh? So that's what we're looking at. So now in the book of Joel, Mother D of Israel, 3 verse 1 says what? Look what it says here. 3 verse 1. Joel 3 verse 1. So now you know. Look out the window. Call your neighbor over there. Hey, neighbor, what you want with me? Come over here. Let me put some scriptures on you and put the righteous act on you. Y'all got to throw something back and forth to get the timing down right and make those see you happy. Every now and then. Look at that in Joel 3:1.
Okay.
Joel
chapter 3, verse 1 reads, for behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Israel.
2.
Verse 2. I will also gather all the nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, mm-hmm. and will plead with them there for my people, and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land.
You see that? Mm. So who been scattered among the nation, Mother D.F.? So Mother D.F., Israel, who been scattered among the nations?
Judah.
You see that? That's who been scattered among the nations. Now, where they pull that from, Brother Micaiah? 30 chapter 1 through 6 of Deuteronomy. That was pulled. That was pulled from the heavenly tablets. Right? Young lion, Brother Micaiah 31 through 6. If you got Joel there, you got a name on it, and he pulled it from, so he just pulled it out of midair. He pulled it from Deuteronomy 31 through 6. Brother Micaiah, Israel, what do you say?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 1 down to 6, verse 1 reads, and it shall come to pass, and all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations, whether Yahweh, your Yahweh, hath driven you. Verse 2.
Wait a minute. Hey, class, did y'all hear that? What did Yahweh say you going to be at according to 30 verse 1?
Among all nations.
So now hold that point. Now, so when we read Mark chapter 13, verse 10 there, Brother Titus. So when we read Mark chapter 13, verse 10, now when we read Mark 13, verse 10, listen to this. What does it say in Mark 13, verse 10?
Book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 9.
Yeah, make it verse 9.
Mark chapter 13, verse 9. But take heed to yourself. For they should deliver you up to the council and in the temple. You should be beaten. You should be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a covenant against them.
Verse 10.
And the covenant must first be published among all nations of Israel.
Now. What do that all nation mean, class? What does that all nation mean? This covenant got to be taught to all nations. What that mean?
All nations of Israel.
All nations of Israel.
Just
got to be reading that in 30 verse 1. You see that? So you see, when they, you can say that, but those that's learned to understand who they really are, you know they talk. That verse is pulled from 30 verse 1 along with Joel 3 verse 1 and 2. So now we back to 30 verse 1 and read it again. So now here's the picture for being your head when you read that to somebody, because you might have the heebie-jeebie man close by and think you were buying something. You didn't put in all nations. But those of learning know that that verse is pulled from 30. Verse 1 down to verse 6. Read 1 again, Micaiah.
Okay, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations, whether Yahweh, your Yahweh, hath driven you.
Is it? So these all nations he's talking about, he's pulling that verse from 30. Now read 2 down to verse 6. Now watch this. Now watch him start talking real good to those of one people nation. Watch this 2 down to verse 6. Go ahead.
Okay. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 2 down to 6, verse 2 reads, and shall return unto Yahweh your Yahweh, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day, you and your children, with all your mind and with all your soul. Verse 3, that when Yahweh your Yahweh will turn
your captivity, excuse me, and have compassion upon you, and will return and gather you from all the nations, brother Yahuwah, your Yahuwah hath scattered you. Verse 4, if any of you be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from there will Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, gather you, and from there will he fetch you. Verse 5, and Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it, and he will do you good and multiply you above your fathers. Verse 6, and Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, will circumcise your mind, and will circumcise your mind and the mind of your seed, and to love Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with all your mind and with all your soul, that you mayest live.
My. You mean that's in that? See, that's why we read by Mother D of Israel in 11 verse 3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now give me Thomas verse 3 there, Brother Micaiah. So, and Mother E, have me Isaiah 56 verse 1 and 8 waiting on me. Isaiah 56, 1 and 8. But look what he says. He told one of them old Dalton Thomas some things. And what did he say in verse 3 there, Brother Micaiah? What did he say in verse 3?
Okay. Going to the book of Thomas, picking it up at verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3 reads, Yahuwah the Son said, if those who lead you say to you, Seek the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourselves, then you will become known, and you will realize that it is you who are the sons of the living Father. But if you will not know yourselves, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
See the man saying, by you not knowing yourself and not knowing your position, that's the reason why things going on today like it is, see, right? You if you know that you, especially Judah, the lead tribe, then why you not leading by example? Huh? That means you, because you can't, but type. You can't, Matthew 7:21. What it say that we can read in Matthew 7:21? Brother Titus, Matthew 7:21, Brother Titus, what did it say? Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Brother Titus, what did it say? Pick it up, Brother Micaiah.
Okay, the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 reads, not everyone is second.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Now everyone that said unto me, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he or she that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
So you can know the name all you want, Brother Titus, but you got to make sure you're doing what?
The will of my Father, which is in heaven.
So you can know the name all, you know, all I know his name in four letters. But what about the second part of is the will, and then you precept that to Psalm 40, verse 8, and he tell you what his will is. Psalm 40, verse 8. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know his name. Okay, good. You know his name. But what about his will? What about his will in Psalm 40, verse 8?
The book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 8 reads, I delight to do your will, O my Yah Father, Father, yea. Your law is within my mind.
What's that? So you can know the name, but you got to be doing the will. I mean, you got to be testing leadership. First one in, last mm-hmm. one out. Got some branches on and ready to help those that come in and show them the way by knowing your position. So that's his will. You can know the name, but you got to have a will to unpack. Hey, Mother E, what we reading out of Isaiah 56, verse 1 and 8? Hey, Mother E, what we working with in Isaiah 56, 1 and 8?
Isaiah 56.
Yeah, what are we working with in verse 1 and 8?
Isaiah chapter 56, verse 1. Thus said the Yahweh, your judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Verse 8. The Yahweh which gathered the outcasts of Israel said, yet will I gather others to him beside those that are gathered unto him.
Huh. What is he talking about there? He said he gonna gather others. See that? See, now, it's nice to read that verse, no problem. The young lions, that's a powerful verse. Read that again in 56, verse 8. Now it all depends on what setting you in. It's good to read that. And this is what they're going to say, like the WCC just said, others. Yeah, you're right. So they're going to hit you with that verse 8. Read verse 8 again, Mother. But what's the key word?
Isaiah chapter 56, verse 8. The Yahweh, which gathered the outcasts of Israel, said, yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him.
Yes, yes. That's great. But what are you talking about there with what we can read? What are you talking about there, Mother D.F. Israel, that we can read? Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 4 and 17. Is y'all taking these notes down? Yeah. That verse sounds good. I'm going to grab others. Okay, good. And you look at the Latter-day Saints saying, see that fear? Others. Now, others mean us. Yeah. According if you read it the way you just read it. That's just like jumping in that book of Romans. But what do that mean? And only way you can find what it means, you got to precept your Bible. He said the outcast, we got to find who the others is and find out how the others got themselves in that position, period, the others. We'll find out. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 4 and 17. Mother D.F. Israel, C. Roy, come on.
Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 4 and verse 17, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. Verse 17. For I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds, says Yahweh, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Judah, whom no man seek after.
I got something. You hear the man saying? And Mother, who gonna do all this gathering that we can read in Jeremiah 31, verse 1, 10, and 10 through 12? Now, how's all this gathering going to happen that we can read in 31 of Jeremiah, verse 1, 10 down to verse 12? So how is it going to happen, Mother D.F. Israel?
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 1 to 12.
Verse 1. And skipped out of 10, 11, and 12.
Jeremiah chapter 1, I mean 31, verse 1, 10 to 12. Verse 1. At the same time, says Yahweh, will I be Yahweh of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Verse 10.
Hold that point, mother. So that word all is a, that they use that word very loosely, but all mean what, mother? What do all mean according to 31 verse 1? See, they'll tell you all. See that? All, that means everybody, see everybody. But hold on, mother. Take a deep breath. Let them see it. Let them see a little shot in there. So you see, that's what I mean. You see, when you hear this word, they can tell y'all. See that? Look here. All mean all. What do all mean? Yeah, you got to take them to 31 verse 1 and see what all means in this case. Now, mother, come on. What do all mean according to 31 verse 1?
All the 12 tribes of Israel.
You see that? Now you see that? You see how you can take down the giants by understanding what all means? It means he's going to gather all the 12 tribes of Israel, southern and northern kingdom, and put them as one. Now, skip down to verse 10, 11, and 12, what it say?
Jeremiah 31, verse 10 to 12. Hear the word of Yahweh, O you nation, and declare it in the isles afar off. And say, he that scatter Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doeth his flock. Verse 11. For Yahweh has redeemed Israel and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Verse 12. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Judah, and shall flow together to the goodness of Yahweh for wheat, and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock, and of the herd, and their soul shall be as a watering garden, and they shall not sorrow anymore at all.
Now you see that. Now look at it. Don't look at how you be grinning ear to ear. When you break the scriptures down, right before the game says, right before the wolves, all the wolves got their handkerchief all around their neck ready to eat up something. And finally, ain't nobody, we don't know. See, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. You have to be able to just, that's what it says right there. But if the picture ain't painted, it says that, but what it really means, and you talk to them like that, but then they're going to mean it. They all mean all of the 12 tribes of Israel. See, that's the one, and they got a lead out of the 12 tribes. So what we're going to do, we got to pause and bring Mother Z in, because Mother Z said, listen, Phil, I don't know, I'm sitting at my desk now. I'm took my notes good enough now, because bring me on now, because I know there's no class tomorrow. So bring me on, let me address this national audience, over 500,000 plus on the international side. So when you meet Mother Z with a loud voice, she said, Mother Z, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, is bringing commentary for take number 169. Hey, Mother Z, Yahweh bid you that see royal.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seal Israel, royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, now, Mother, we know you heard. We know you heard enough. And that's why you said, let me get on in there and address them, because I heard enough. I'm ready to tell them something. Now, what did Almighty put on you to tell them on tape 169, you and the clock come out?
Well, I'm going to read in Matthew chapter 24, starting at verse 24. For there shall arise false Yahwehs false Yahwahs, well, say Christ, there, false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. Never verse 24, Matthew 24, verse 24, verse 25. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if thou shalt say unto you, behold, he is in the deep secret. Go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber. Believe it not. Verse 27. For as the light cometh out of the earth and shine even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 28. For whatsoever the carcass is, there will the eagle be gathered together. Verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun not so the sun be, so I know I'm getting lost. Therefore, let me start again. Verse 29. Immediately after the great tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the power of the heavens shall be shaken. I'm having trouble seeing. Verse 30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the cloud of heaven, from heaven, with power and great honor. Verse 31. And he shall send his angels with a great shout and a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. And I was gonna read in Matthew. Okay, I read it. I was going to Mark 13 and 20. I don't know if I read that. Mark 13 and 20. Mark chapter 13 and verse 20. Mark chapter 13 and verse 20. Mark chapter 13, verse 20. And except that the Yahweh has shown those days, no flesh shall be saved, but of the elect but for the elect's sake, who he has chosen, he has shortened their days, and then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is the deliverer,
he that believe
him not, verse 22, for false Christians and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elects. We know that it would say even the elects. If it was possible, they would fool the very elects. And that is what I'm bringing to the national audience tonight. And I'm going to say, hallelujah, gua. Hallelujah, gua. Hallelujah, gua.
Hallelujah, gua. That's right. If it were possible, they can fool the elect. You know, if it was possible, but I don't know about that. According to, we got to make sure, Mother E. They say now, it was possible they can fool the very elect. Give me a 45 verse 4 there, Mother E. And tell me who this elect is. If it was possible, you can fool the elect. Let's see who this elect is. Because a lot of people like to say, well, you know, I've been elect. But again, let's find out if it's possible to fool the elect. Who is the elect? 45 verse 4 of Isaiah, Mother E. Who is the elect?
For Israel my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee.
So Mother E, who is Yahweh elect?
Israel tribe.
Okay, good. So it was possible, but see, the possible now with the blindness is coming off once the one that he says in Isaiah 42. See, now the blind is coming off, but look what he said about the blind. See, now how is this going to happen, Mother? Hey, Mother E, how is this going to happen? In 42 of Isaiah, Mother, let's talk about this right here. What got to happen in verse number 7. And then we'll skip down to 17 through 19 and close the statement. Let's find out, Mother, about this his elect. Look what he says about his elect that we can read in Isaiah 42, verse 7, 17 through 19 and the closing statement. What did it say there, Mother E? And we'll catch your wind tonight. Yeah.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 7 and 17 through 19. Isaiah 42, verse 7. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from their prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that said to the molten image, you are Ariyahuah. Verse 18, hear ye deaf and look ye blind that you may see. Verse 19, who is blind but my servant? Who is blind but my servant that I sent? Who is, wait a minute, I have to go back and read that again. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as thee, as he that is perfect, and blind as thee, Yahweh's servant? Verse 20. Verse 20. Seeing many things, but thou observe not. Open the ears, but he hears not.
Mm-hmm. So he said, this people that is a servant, they see everything. They always can tell you what happened, but they always come up shout. They see many things, but don't understand nothing that's going on. Mm-hmm. We'll leave it like that, Mother E. What's your closing statement behind that? You on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, praising Yahweh for this class. Thank you, praising Yahweh for the teachers. And thank you, praising Yahweh for the word. And I'm going to read Isaiah, one verse of Isaiah chapter 42. This one verse, it says, I am the Yahweh, that is my name, and my honor will I not give to another, neither my praise to a graven image. And I said to the listening audience, hold on, don't give up, just hold on to the end. Hallelujah.
Mother E say, listen to you. Over 500,000 plus on the international side. Hold on. Don't give up. You got the help that you need in the voices of a true Israelite. We're unlocking the mysteries. We're unlocking all the mysteries. So if you're going to support a ministry, support this one. Send your donations in. Learn how to work that PayPal. Get them donations in and get to them temples and do your duties and thus says Yahweh. You'll see your great reward in Yahweh. Good. Mother D.F. Israel, let's back up to this, who is blinder than my servants, and let's see, Yahweh said something real big. He always set the stage and get to who he want to get to. In Isaiah chapter 6, tell Mother D.F. Israel, Mother D.F. Israel, in the 6th chapter, let's see what we can read in verse 5 down to verse 10. Isaiah 6, 5 down to verse 10.
6.
Isaiah 6, 5 through 10, Mother D.F. Israel, come on.
Isaiah chapter 6, verses 5 through 10, verse 5. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, Yahweh of hosts. Verse 6. Then flow one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongue from off the altar. Verse 7. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched your lips, and thine sin is taken away, and your sins purged. Verse 8. Also, I heard the voice of Yahweh saying, whom shall I send, and whom will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Verse 9. And he said, go and tell this people, hear you indeed, but understandest not, and see you indeed, but perceive not. Verse 10. Make the mind of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their mind, and convert, and be healed.
Four two now, mother. Let's find out and get a closing statement on you. What is he talking? What is he talking about? Make them take off the. What's going on here? Let's look at the 42nd chapter of Isaiah, and particularly verse 21 down to verse 24 in a closing statement. Isaiah 42, verse 21 to 24. And young line, but Titus had me Hosea 1 through 11 waiting on me. Hosea 1 through 11. What does it say here, mother, and then we can read?
Yeah.
And 42, verse 21 down to verse 24.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 21 to 24. Verse 21. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the Torah instruction and make it honorable. 22. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snares and holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey and none deliver, for a spoil and none save restore. 23. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken, listen, and hear for the time to come? Verse 24. Who gave Israel for a spoil and Israel to the robber? Did not Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned, for they would not walk in his ways. Neither were they obedient unto his Torah instruction.
So, hear you deaf and hear you blind, mother. Who is he talking about? The whole world? Who are you talking about?
12 tribes of Israel.
12 tribes of Israel. That's what he's talking about. This book is for Israel, to Israel, about Israel. That's it. That's why I said that's the mystery. He comes to one people. His one people is the one holding up all the progress, but Judah leads. Mother, be of Israel. What's your clothing thing behind that? You're on the clock. Come on. Catch your wings tonight.
Psalms 119, verses 160. Thy word is true from the beginning. And every one of your righteous judgment endures forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. So, but how did Israel get in this position? We read it. We read our brother Micaiah. We read a verse in the seventh chapter. Brother Micaiah, we read a verse in the seventh chapter. He says, what he says in verse 7 and 8? Isaiah chapter 7, verse 7 and 8? No. Oh, pick up verse number 6. 6 down to verse 8. Hey, Brother Micaiah, what does it say that we can read in the seventh chapter, verse 6 through 8?
Okay, the book of Isaiah. So chapter 7, verse 6 through 8?
Yes.
All right, 7, verse 6 through 8, Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 6 through verse 6 down to 8. Verse 6 reads, then flew one of the seraphim.
Hold on. Isaiah chapter 7.
I'm in chapter 7.
Verse 6 through 8.
Okay, chapter 7, verse 6 reads, let us go up against Yahdah Judah and back it, and let us make a breach therein for us, and set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabael. Verse 7, thus says Yahuwah, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. Verse 8, for the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is risen. And within 365 years shall Ephraim be broken, that it be not a people.
You hear Yahweh say? He said, and by 7 years from the time of Israel, he said, Israel ain't going to be a people no more. Come on in there, Brother Titus 1 through 11. Let's find out. Let's see it come to pass 70 years later. Let's see another prophecy on it. 70 years later. Come on. Hosea 1 through 11. Bring it.
The book of Hosea, chapter 1.
Have me 37:15 of Ezekiel laying in the wings waiting on me. Wait.
The book of Hosea, chapter 1, verse 1 reads, the word of Yahweh that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, in the days of Jeroboam, the sons of Joash, king of Israel. Verse 2, the beginning of the word of Yahweh by Hosea. And Yahweh said to Hosea, this year, go take you a wife of water, the children of water, for the man has committed great water, departed from Yahweh. Verse 3, so he went and took Goma, the daughter of Gideon, which conceived and bare him a son. Verse 4, and Yahweh says here, call his name Jezreel, but yet a little while I will avenge the blood of Jezreel and the family of Jehu, and I will call to cease the kingdom of the nation of Israel. Verse 5, and it shall come to pass at that day, and I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. Verse 6, and she conceived again and bare daughter, and Yahweh said unto him, call her name Lo-Ruhamah, and I will no more have mercy upon the family of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. Verse 7, but I will have mercy upon the family of Yahdah, and will save them by Yahweh, their Yahweh, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horse, nor by horsemen. Verse 8, now did she wean Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived the bare son. Verse 9, then said Yahweh, call his name Naomi, for you are not my people, and I will not be your Yahweh. Verse 10, yet the number of the children of Israel should be at the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured, nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in that place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there it should be said unto them, you are my sons and daughters of the Nebuchadnezzar Yahuwah. Verse 11, then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head. They shall call upon the land, for great should be the day of Jezreel.
Mm-hmm. So they got to do what again? But try to do what? Going to verse 11.
Hosea chapter 1, verse 11.
Yeah, I mean, what they got to do according to verse 11? They got to do what again, verse 11?
They should be gathered together.
And they all to gather together if they do what, all young lions? What they got to do?
They gathered together and appoint themselves.
Pump himself what?
One head.
Oh, okay. So who he telling the guy to punch himself one head?
The children of Judah, the son of Canaan, but the children of Israel, Lord of the King.
Okay, so if I went to Romans chapter 9 and read verse 24 and 25, and you read like it is, then you'll be able to catch him red-handed on the same conversation in the ninth chapter, verse number 25 to 24. What does it say? 9, verse 25 to 24.
The book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 24 and 25.
No, 25 and 24.
Okay. Romans chapter 9, verse 25 and 24. Romans chapter 9, verse 25. And he said, also, in Hosea, I will call them my people. I will call them my people, which are not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved.
Now, you just got to read who he said that to, but look what it got written in verse 24. This is how you catch a thief red-handed. This is how you catch a thief red-handed with no problem, verse 24. 24.
Romans chapter 9, verse 24. Even us, to whom he hath called, not to the Jews only, but also to the Gentiles.
You see that? So you see that Gentile and that Jew talking about Judah, and it's talking about Israel. So you see that word Gentile? That's what it means. It don't mean the other nation. Because it says
right.
You can find it out in Hosea. And Hosea mentioned nothing about no Jew or no Gentile. So you see the word Jew and Gentile soundly being called red-handed. That's talking about Judah and Israel. Do we see it? Do we see it? But no problem. But we find out they got to come clean and get them one head. Come on, Brother Micaiah. Let's read about the one head and what's going to happen. In 37:15 down to verse 22. So until they get one head, but we going to read about Brother Mackay, who is one head, they got to go get. So he say, until you Judah and Israel, that's called now the Jew and the Gentile, because both of you are broke away from your mighty one, and you become a Jew and Gentile, because you're not doing your part, you're a Gentile Judah. And we know Israel already is a Gentile already. So both of y'all are Gentiles. Until you recognize what Brother Micaiah is getting ready to read. What are you getting ready to read, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Ezekiel.
37, 15 down to 22.
Okay, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 15 down to 22. Verse 15 reads, and the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 16, moreover, you son of man, take one stick and write upon it for Yada Judah and for the children of Israel, his companion, the southern kingdom. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the family of Israel, his companion, the northern kingdom, the 10 northern tribes. Verse 17, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in your hand. Verse 18, and when the children of your people shall speak unto you, saying, will you not show us what you mean by these? Verse 19, say unto them, thus says Yahweh, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, the 10 northern tribes, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Yada, Judah, and make them one stick, the southern tribe. and they shall be one in my hand. Verse 20. And the stick whereon you writest shall be in your hand before their eyes. Verse 21. And say unto them, thus says Yahweh, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the 17 nations, whether they be gone, and will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land. Verse 22. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. And one king shall be king to them all. And they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms anymore at all.
You know, young lions and the mothers is all ears with the microphone wide open. What is he talking about in Hosea and Ezekiel? What is they talking about? What we just got through reading? Who wanna take a shot at what we just got through reading with Hosea and Ezekiel tied together? What is they saying?
Okay.
The mothers all ears. All I need. The verse is already out there already. And we got a few minutes. I just want to know what is it saying. You read Hosea, young lion read 1-11. You read 15 out of verse 22. Although we read the verse, what is it saying? Well, what is it saying? What was the blueprint he just got through saying?
Well, what he's saying was that.
And what is he saying? What is he saying? Using Hosea first and wrapping it up in Ezekiel. So you use Hosea first and wrap it up in Ezekiel. So who will take a shot at that, young lion? Remember, the mothers is all ears. And they're watching y'all real carefully out the mouth right now.
Okay.
What are you saying?
Well, we have a split. We come to find out we know it's a split between the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, which is the 10 northern tribes.
No, whoa. No, that's too much conversation right there. We want to hear some direct hits of... Or should we just pass on it? I need to hear some direct hits now. What is he saying out of Hosea chapter, what we just got to read, 1-11? What is he saying there? He let your blue plot right before you. What got to happen? Listen to Moses. Moses, listen. I need to take a belt and whip them young lions right into class 5 days before class starts.
Okay, we'll take a shot at
that.
Okay, what are you saying up there?
What are you saying?
Okay, Hosea chapter 1, verse 1-11.
No, I need direct hits. I need direct hits. Now, what are you saying? Sum it up in 1-11. Sum it up now. So here, Moses said, if I can reach y'all right now, I'll whoop y'all 5 days ahead of time for class starts. If I had a belt right now and can see y'all, I'll whoop y'all all the way in the class 5 days before it starts.
Okay.
What's going on? See, Mother Eden already put on table already for you before your eyes, and Mother D of Israel saying, So you say y'all don't give me no answers, huh?
We should
have hold that part right there. We'll let that alone.
Okay.
Run to Ezekiel. Ezekiel 33, verse 39 to verse 33, in the closing statement. What it says? Help you out a little bit. 33 in the closing statement. You're the mother saying, I hear the mother right now, they don't put their heads together. If I had a strop out, I'd whip them 5 days before class starts. To class.
33.
Come on now, Brother Titus. In the closing statement, give me that 33 verse 30 down to verse 33. In the closing statement.
Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel chapter 33 verse 30 reads. Also, you, the son of man, the children of your people, they are talking against you by the walls and at the doors of the houses.
and speak one to another, everyone to his brother, saying, come, I pray you. And here was the word that coming from my, word that coming from Yahweh. Verse 31. And they coming to you as your people coming. And they sit before you as your people. They hear your words, but they will not do them. But for with their mouth they show much love, but with their mind going after their covenant. 32. And lo, you are unto them a very lovely song, as one that have a pleasant voice and can play well on the instrument. For they hear your words, but when they do not do them. 33. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall you know that a tear has been among them.
Closing statement, Titus, closing statement, and catch you real soon. Closing statement, what you got? Come on.
Okay, Wisdom of Solomon. I'm going to Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 1. Then shall a righteous man stand in great boldness before the face of such as have afflicted him and made no count for his labor. Verse 2. When they see it, they should be troubled with terrible fear, and they should be amazed at the straightness of his salvation so far beyond that all that they look for. Verse 3, and they repented and they groaned for anguish of spirit and said within themselves, this is who they are sometimes in derision and a proverb and a reproach. Verse 4, we fools account his life madness and his end to be without honor. Verse 5, how is he numbered among the children of Yahweh and his lies among the saints? 6, therefore, we are erred from the way of truth and the light of righteousness hath not shined unto us. The Son of righteousness rose not upon us. Verse 7. We weary ourselves in the way of wickedness and destruction. Yea, we have gone through deserts where they lay no weight, no weight. But as for the way of Yahweh, we have not known. Verse 8. What hath pride profited us? And what good have riches our vaunting brought us? Verse 9. All those things will pass away like a shadow, and as a pulse that hath in the way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, excellent. Brother Makai, give me the Ezekiel 38, verse 1 and half of verse 17 to close it and catch y'all wins tonight. We let y'all marinate with that, and the mother, y'all go ahead and get them belts all shined up. Make sure they got nice oil on it, too. So y'all get them all. Make sure they won't snap when you start snapping on them. 38 verse 1 and 17. Brother Makai, in a closing statement, come out. Catch everybody wins tonight.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, verse 1 and verse 17. Verse 1 reads, and the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 17.
Great.
Thus says Yahweh, Are you he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants, the seers of Israel, whom prophesied in those days many years that I would bring you against them?
Good. Close the statement that young lion. Brother Makai, you on the clock. We catch you wins tonight. Come on.
Thanking Yahweh for another day to read his word. Thanking Yahweh for the opportunity in life to be able to meet the seer Israel of Steve Royce. Thank you, Yahweh, for my wife. The children has given me the raise for him to learn the word of Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh, for the elders, the mothers, the teachers, and all the brothers and sisters in the sixth and order camps. I want to read the book of Psalms, chapter 106. I'm picking up at verse 45. 45 reads, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to his multitude of his mercies. 46. He made them also to be pitied of all those that carried them captives. Verse 47. Save us, O Yahweh, Yahweh, and gather us from among the heathen, the 17 nations.
to give thanks unto your righteous name, and to triumph in your praise. Verse 48. Blessed be Yahweh, Yahweh of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Hallelujah, Yahweh, Hallelujah, Yahweh, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So this is all about. See, the bottom line is we know we got a job to do, we got to do it. We got to every now and then look at our better halves or look out the curtain and say, hey, neighbor, what you doing? I ain't doing nothing. What you calling me for? Come on over here. Let me push the righteous accolades. Let me sharpen myself up in these precepts. That's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. And remember one thing, you national audience. This ministry is bringing all the mysteries for you. Unlocking biblical